104.7 The Cave. I've got the executive producer from the Chiefs Radio Network on the phone, Dan Israel. First off, Dan, thank you so much for taking the time. Adam, I'm sure a very busy morning to call into my show.
Yeah, no problem. It's a pleasure to do so.
So, Chiefs making some headway last night, trading up to get the 10th pick in the first round, going with Patrick Mahomes from Texas Tech. What do you think about it?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, we thought yesterday, let's face it, draft picks are NFL currency, right? And the Chiefs had a lot of it this year, and we thought they might bundle up and go up. I did not expect them to go all the way into the top 10, but I did kind of expect that if there were a couple of quarterbacks left, they might do this. They shocked me a little bit going all the way to 10, and they shocked me a little bit because I really thought the guy they would take was Deshaun Watson from Clemson. But they no doubt fell in love with this Patrick Mahomes when he came to town. Well, I think they fell in love with him at the Combine. Obviously, his film matched what they saw at the Combine. They brought him to Kansas City for a pre-draft visit. He impressed everybody that touched him during that visit. So I think they were really, really enamored with him and the idea of getting him. They kind of had set this up with the the switch to 10 and the trade with Buffalo prior to the draft start, thinking that there were going to be a couple of teams reaching for quarterbacks. Everything kind of fell the way they wanted to, and their guy was still on the board, so they took the opportunity. They paid a heavy price, but they got a guy who, Mike, is basically, they're likening this guy to this kid to Brett Favre, to Donovan McNabb. And if you talk about quarterback whisperers like Andy Reid, that's a really good thing. That's a really good prospect for the Chiefs.
Absolutely. And we've got 2 years to develop this kid. And I think in Dorsey's press conference last night, he made the point that they've been looking at this guy since September of October of last year. And if the general manager is good at one thing, finding talent, I believe, is one thing that Dorsey is amazing at. So I believe in what they're doing. I think Dorsey can see it and Reed can develop it. And when you got him behind Alex Smith, hopefully it's going to be a win-win for us.
No, it really is the perfect combination. It's kind of the trifecta. As you mentioned, Dorsey, the part of the architect that found Aaron Rodgers for the Green Bay Packers, Andy Reid, the guy who developed Brett Favre, the guy who developed Donovan McNabb, and now you've got Alex Smith, who is, I can't think of a better mentor for a young quarterback than a guy like Alex Smith, who's incredibly intelligent. And such a great team player. You know, no quarterback, no player, let's face it, no player wants competition in his position.
Absolutely.
No individual wants that in their job. However, Alex Smith is such a team player. He will do what's best for the Kansas City Chiefs no matter what, and I can't think of a better mentor for a young quarterback than Alex.
Absolutely. And you know the best part about this thing is we still got a pick in the third round.
Yeah, I know. How about that? We last night, the first thought everybody had was, wow, that's a heavy price you pay for a first round, next year's first round pick. Well, let's keep in mind that the night is not over, and next year's pick, I mean, what is that? If the Chiefs finish 11-5, the Chiefs finish 12-4 again next year, or let's say the Chiefs do even better than that, you could be trading practically a second-round pick.
Absolutely.
So, now if the Chiefs end up floundering and somehow we, you know, would have picked 5th, 6th, 7th in the draft, then that's a heavy price. But, I can't imagine us enduring another season like that. So I really think, you know, with this coaching staff, that was a safe bet than a risky one. So, you know, you trade out one of your two third-round picks. You still pick twice tonight. In this draft, Mike, I don't know that in the last decade whether we've had a draft this deep in defensive talent. So tonight you get two picks. You still could go get a cornerback. You still could get an inside linebacker tonight. And you all the time acquired your franchise quarterback of the future. That's a pretty good couple of days, if you ask me.
Sounds like a great plan. Dan, thank you so much for calling into my show this morning, and go Chiefs.
Yeah, my pleasure. Have a great weekend.